Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Thanks for joining me on another show, and my guest this week is thanks to Sean Neff. Now, she just had an event at her sanctuary in Goodhart, Michigan over the weekend, and one of her guests out there was Little Fox, and Little Fox is on the phone, kind enough to talk to me. How you doing today?
I'm doing very well, brother. Thank you. Greetings to you.
Greetings to you. Now, where are you from?
I'm from a small portion of New England in Connecticut, near Mystic, Connecticut, called the Mashantucket Pequot Tribe. Yes, it's a very small tribe that not too many people know about because I guess we're not in the movies these days. New England is a beautiful space.
This
location is full of green and right near the ocean, yes.
So is that where you call home? Or I thought you were from like California or something like that.
I am from all over, brother. That's probably why. I travel consistently. But I guess you could say home base would be right there on the reservation, yes.
Okay. And is this the name that you were given, Little Fox? I mean, I'm guessing somebody, when your mother saw a fox, or how did you come across your name?
Yeah, good question. The tribe, Mashantucket Pequot, is Algonquin language for the fox people of the woods.
Mm.
So my family lineage, the Brown Long Tree lineage through my grandfather, we're the smallest family within the tribe, but we're the ones who pretty much are carrying the fox name. He was Silver Fox, according to his lineage. My mother is Fire Fox, and for good reason. And the joke on the reservation is, they ran out of names, and I just took on Little Fox, and
okay.
It's very appropriate.
Okay, so I know there were some tribes that also, I mean, back maybe it was a long time ago, didn't they name, you know, the women would go out, give birth, and the first thing they saw is how a lot of people got their name?
Indeed. It was, there's different stories, different cultures, and a very diverse array of how the elders or the family would assist. And tuning into that being's energy and seeing the various personality traits and what have you, that might come through. So for the naming ceremony for myself, I was a bit older than usual, and the elders got together, and Little Fox was exactly what came through. And it's appropriate because with the lineage that I carry.
So what is unique about the fox?
Well, the fox, most people, when they think of a fox, they think of the word fly.
Mm-hmm.
Or they think of the word cunning or crafty.
Mm-hmm.
But in traditional native cultures, the fox is able to connect with the earth. The fox burrows into the earth, makes their home into the earth, and can feel the earth and know where prey and predators are at all times. That's why they have that slyness and craftiness when it comes to the hunt, I guess you could say. And the fox can sense the weather. The fox can sense the elements of air, water, fire, and earth. And the fox can also see spirit, as it is known. So I guess those are the traits that pretty much acclimate and I resonate with myself, yes.
Now, the teachings that you give or what you've learned, is it a wide variety of things, or is it native teaching that you spread to others?
I guess you could say that from this perspective that we could share, is that we have discovered recently, within the last 40, 50 years, that many of the spiritual traditions of the indigenous peoples around the world actually have a connection that goes all the way back to before, if we can get a little bit esoteric, before Atlantean time, before Roman times, before Grecian times, before any other culture or age, I guess you could say, of man. It's an ancient energy that's connected to what is called Lemuria. You'll also note they discovered in the last decade or so that the many ancient traditions of the Egyptian mystery schools or the indigenous peoples from around the planet, as well as the Tibetans, and even also that of the I guess you could call them earth keepers of today, mm-hmm. those who feel a strong connection to the earth, they all stem, their energies stem back all the way back to Lemuria about 13,000 years ago, and even way before that, before we can even measure. So although the teachings and the sharings and the remembering, we could say, that we share, that I personally share in tandem with spirit, we could put a label on it, if you wish. It is very, very shamanic, but there are shamanic traditions around the planet that all have a universal mm-hmm. language. And that universal language is there is no separation between us and everything we see outside of us. And if we let go of that block, those binds, those shackles, those illusions, we can truly, truly, truly understand why we're here, what's going on in our current experience here on the planet together, and tap into the potentials that can come down the road if we wish.
Okay, well, since you mentioned it, why are we here?
If everyone is listening at this time, we would encourage you to possibly sit up straight and tall if you can and have a straight spine and breathe in. Because in the breath, all answers can come through. I'm sure you've all heard before, all questions have their answers within. So in doing this, we would ask to see from this perspective. We are here to play with energy. We are here to play with all the various vibrations and colors, tastes and smells and senses. And all of them have to do with a universal language we would call love.
Mm.
And through these experiences, no matter how we label them as humans, we do truly love to label everything. It gives us perspective to be able to choose. But no matter what, when it comes down to it, we're playing with energy to have experience.
Mm.
And through the experience, we're able to evolve, to grow, to sense, to enjoy, to connect with others, to connect with the earth, to connect with our soul essence within. And through playing with energy, which all stem from love, no matter how we label it, and through experience, we're able to connect all that is within with the without. That sounds a little ambiguous.
Mm. So,
yes, go
it's
ahead.
Really just a matter of choice, then.
Indeed, indeed, yes, choosing. And right now, where we are, we're actually on the precipice of making many, many brand new choices. We're coming to the end of one cycle, and we're melding into the beginnings of another. So right now, everyone, I'm sure, can resonate with this. Right now, we're feeling deep inside of us it's time to start choosing, and we're wishing for clarity. What to choose.
And maybe we'll get into that a little bit more. We have to take a break soon, but you were talking about, I'm guessing, 2012, and how long is that cycle in between? Do you know offhand?
Yes, yes. We're coming to a conclusion of many miniature cycles, which exist within medium cycles, which exist within larger cycles, say about 10,000 years. And we're coming to actually a conclusion of a large, large galactic cycle, we could say, according to the Mayan calendar and other traditions around the world. The Mayans really don't hold the only caveat for this type of teaching or connection to the universal cycles, but we're coming to the conclusion of exactly that, a universal cycle, which is about 25,000 years.
Okay.
Between 25,000 and 50, actually, yes. So we have a feeling inside of us, and we can sense it outside of us within the earth. We've been feeling the earthquakes and the tsunamis and the weather changes for years now, but they've increased in their magnitude and they've increased in their timing on in between when they happen on a worldwide scale. So we're all feeling on many levels outside of us in our experience and within us in our own personal life the conclusion of some cycles and the beginning of new ones. Asking us to choose, yes.
So the people, let's say the people that were in the Haiti earthquake that didn't make it through there, that was part of their choice to be a part of that?
Traditionally, in every single spiritual teaching, when we get down to the very basics of the coding within them, they all stem from what we would call the golden rule. And the golden rule is that there are no accidents and there is no separation.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not mean there is destiny. No, no, not at all. It's more of a soul's choice. Deep down inside every single one of us, there's this energy, there's this power, there's this knowingness that when we can click with a person or with a space or with a child or with nature, we can just feel something there that is pure, something that is, we can say, our personal truth. So there are many, many, many right now who feel within themselves a shift happening. So they will move to certain places, feel that desire to start traveling. They'll have a desire to shift in relationships and their choices of jobs and their choices, period. They're feeling a shift being welding up inside of them. So persons such as those who may have passed on to the Bridge of Flowers, as in Haiti and the tsunami before, earlier in this brand new decade, yes, at a soul level, although it may not feel good or sound good, there's a choice that is made to experience that energy for the purpose of evolving the soul. And that's not easy for us as humans to really digest.
No, you think, you know, I got hit by a train in my last lifetime. How come I got to get hit again?
Yes, yes. You see, we've come to this particular moment in time, linear time, we could say, at the conclusion of old cycles. And these cycles sometimes can be repeated until we finally click into, finally click into our personal truth and discover the lesson, discover the joy of going through those, can we say, tough times, you could say, whether it be illness or tough situations with our relationships, those who are close to us, with family and friends, or with our connection to the certain various energies that are shifting right now, such as religion is shifting, our perspective with that and spirituality. Organizations are shifting, such as governments, school systems, the economy, the political arena itself worldwide. There's so many shifts happening on such a regular basis on every single
and some people,
air.
I would think, Little Fox, some people would see it as this great chaotic time when really it's a chance to maybe wake up. We got to take a break, and we'll continue talking with Little Fox. You're listening to Out There. My name is TJ Ryan.
It's out there, out there, out there, out there.
You know, we're talking between the break a little bit. Little Bear is my guest. My name is TJ Ryan, and we're talking about, because I always wonder how people get to where they're at. And I'm glad that you share this with me. But you, because, you know, myself personally, I've been on this path trying to seek answers and coming, understanding things and very hungry to learn things probably for over, I don't know, 30 years, but or 20 years, roughly 25 years. But, you know, it kind of comes and goes for a while, and then you back off of it. Other things come into your life, like a family or whatever. You get distracted, maybe. Has that happened to you at all?
Indeed, indeed, yes, yes. There is this desire within every single human being and every being on the planet that we resonate with, like dolphins and our pets, the dogs and the cats. There is a desire to connect, to make connections. And the most deepest and strongest desire within us, no matter how much we push it down, how much we ignore it, is that call to ask, why am I here? What is my purpose? And that desire to connect with Source, whether you call that Source God or God Goddess or Creator or Jesus or Buddha or Universe or just energy, we all have this desire to connect with each other and with everything around us. So yes, eventually that may turn into a desire to tap into one's spirituality. We won't talk about religion so much as it is spirituality at the basic core of everything when it comes to religion or any other desire to tap into Source. Our spiritual connection right now is the most beautiful and optimum experience we can be going through. No. There are many, many, as we spoke about in the last segment, who are feeling the shifts happening within themselves. And they're feeling a little bit of insecurity right now because of that. But at the same time, there's a strong desire now, more than ever, for others to find answers to their questions and to become more spiritual. So, yes, we have these dips and peaks.
Now, that's you told me, Little Fox, you told me that it's been more recently, in the last 3 years, that you've really started to feel some of these things and sense some of these things?
Certainly, certainly, on a stronger level. It really started when my little ones started to come through. I have three little ones, mm-hmm. beautiful little masters that they are. And I had a connection to energy or spirit, we could say, at a very young age. I was an old man in a young body.
Mm.
And people would recognize that as the oldest of six children. I was very, very mature at an extremely young age. I was part of a Christian group that is worldwide known that we won't mention. And I was given the chance to speak from my heart since the age of five in front of groups of 100 or 150 people.
Wow.
So they saw something there, and this desire in me started at a young age. But then there was a time where my connection to, I guess you could say, connecting with dimensional energy or seeing spirit or psychic abilities, whatever you want to call it, started to die off as I got older because the outside world really wasn't confirming that for me anymore. The outside world at that time just was not really supporting that type of those types of gifts because they would see it as strange or weird or maybe even a little bit non-spiritual, maybe even a little bit more to the bad side.
Mm-hmm, the dark side.
Yes, so I turned them off, and it wasn't until my own little ones came into my experience that even though I had great intuition still, no matter what, as we all do, something was sparked in me, and I had what you would call a wake-up call. Many are going through this right now and have gone through this, especially in a strong way, since 1999. The energy that is being sent to the planet and these cycles we've been talking about has been increasing. We will call this energy photon energy or crystalline energy or just light. And the light energy coming into the planet naturally, metaphysics and quantum physics are proving this on a regular basis now. Astronomers are tapping into why the sun is just going crazy. They can't figure out these measurements around the planet. So what we're coming to is a bigger picture now that we can take in, that this desire to travel and connect spiritually within, if you're feeling this, everyone, it is appropriate. Go for it. But there are these cycles that we're going through and these ups and downs, these valleys and peaks that we make at these high, high moments where we feel connected to everything. We have clarity. We even can feel within our bodies a shift happening, within our hearts and our minds, a shift of increased awareness and increased desire to love more, a desire to be of service more. And we're starting to feel strongly now. We're getting very empathic now as a race. The young ones especially, the teenagers and younger ones, they are already tapped in and tuned into all these energies we've been talking about in the spiritual communities. And they are a fine example for us. And they are actually landing and bridging and coming in with this awareness already that is causing everyone's consciousness to rise at the same time.
So would you say that the majority of young ones that are coming in are like that? Or is it a select few? Or is it all of them? Or?
Yes, brother, yes. There are many who are in college right now, and in high school now, and middle schools that are being labeled as attention deficit disorder and all these other labels that we're giving them, psychological, whatever, chemical imbalances, who are of a high, high consciousness. Their brains just work so fast, and their awareness and ability to be empathic, to feel, is so strong that they really can't feel comfortable here. And because the systems that we see falling around us can't really hold that container for them to support them, we try to find ways to label them and fix them instead to make them like us. But indeed, they are here to anchor in a higher energy, you could say, a higher light quotient to the planet. They are just born with this desire to find others of like mind, soul family. They don't really resonate with people in their own family sometimes. People in their community or religious communities or in the school systems today because they just are of a higher, faster consciousness and feeling ability. So they are labeled indigos today or crystals or rainbow children, things like this.
Mm-hmm.
But those labels are pretty much just our way of trying to quantify them so we can understand. But yes, the spiritual quotient of the planet is rising. The energy from the center of the universe, we can get a little more esoteric here. those who study astronomy may recognize these names. The center of the universe for this universe is called Alcyone, the Alcyone star constellation. And there's a very, very large sun there that connects all the suns together like a web. And our sun has been acting up recently. You can go online and Google this, and anyone can find this out. The numbers are off the chart to the point where fear is being created a little bit by those who study this. But what they are not recognizing, and they're finally coming to grips with, is that these measurements from before don't add up anymore. It's now a new cycle. So this energy coming into the planet that is causing the shift to the world and to us on the inside as well is a real quantifiable, measurable energy. It's not just spiritual woo-woo stuff here.
Right.
We call this the photon energy, or the photonic expression of this photon wave is coming in cycles, gradually raising and increasing in its quality, its quantity, and measurably in what we would call in its quotient. And as this increases, everything on this planet is shifting. The animal kingdom is shifting. The cycles and...
Now, when you say, Little Fox, when you say shifting, because that's, you know, that's kind of a vague term, I guess, right?
Yes.
What exactly do you mean by that?
We could make it a little bit more grounded by saying it's like the computer is being rebooted.
Okay.
The programming that was operating before for us as individuals, for our systems that we use as a society around the world, for even nature itself, is all being rebooted gradually to raise and the amount of light and the amount of awareness. We're becoming the word consciousness. You're going to hear a lot more in spiritual communities now that it's expanding. Our consciousness is rising. We're becoming more aware of our connection to each other and our connection to the problems we don't appreciate anymore on the planet, like pollution or fear about not having enough abundance or lack, or the politics of today, the shifting going around with the wars and things. All that is happening, even though it doesn't feel good or look good, like the tsunamis and the earthquakes as well, even though we don't resonate with them and they don't give us that joy we're looking for, they do have purpose to them, of the big picture, and it's part of the end of a cycle and the beginning of another.
Well, we have to take another break. My guest is Little Fox. He's from the New England area. What is the name of the tribe again, if you would, please?
The Mashantucket Pequots. I'm actually a member of four tribes, but that's the one right now that's resonating. And I have a little bit of Irish in me from Boston.
Well, there you go. We'll take a break and continue talking to Little Fox and Out There.
Out there, out there, out there, out there.
My guest this week is Little Fox. He's from the New England area, and I guess all over. And he's traveled. He's got a family, I'm guessing. You have a couple of youngsters?
Yes, I have a few. I have three beautiful ones. And just to point out real quick, for you called me in the last segment, Little Bear.
I'm sorry.
And you know what? What clicked in, brother, is that I believe that is your animal totem.
That is? How did you know that?
It just clicked right in that, the mirror. There's a mirror here.
You know, I went to, there's a group that gathers out here, and I go from time to time in Rapid River, Michigan, and they gave me the name, I think it was Blackstone Bear, something like that, to that effect.
very appropriate, yes.
What does that mean exactly, the way you see it?
Well, the Blackstone, is that something that's in the locality of where you're from, or that space?
Not really, not that I'm aware of.
Blackstone, many feel blackstone to be called obsidian or onyx. And blackstone is an ancient energy that indigenous peoples around the world, as well as in places like Tibet, the monks there, and Egypt, the spiritual teachings there, the Kabbalistic teachings, blackstone is used for many, many things. It's been used for as a seer stone. It's used for a connection, for communication. It's used for grounding and anchoring in someone's energy in case they're flying a little too high or vibrating too high. And it's used for expansion. It's allowed to help those who wish to expand their awareness to come through. And the bear part, the bear is able to go into the cave. And as a shaman, the bear energy means that you're able to go and become rebirthed over experience and to then bring it all together and see how the big picture fits in.
Hmm.
So that's very appropriate for someone in your industry and in your talent and your desires. And
so it means that I don't just hibernate all winter, is that?
No, no, no. You come out and share those learnings. And
I thought maybe it just meant I ate a lot of berries.
It's all connected. There's no separation.
I like to do something in the woods that we're not going to mention. You know what they say about
bear.
That's what I'm good at.
Go play, brother. Go play, yes. More playing, please. Everyone.
It's good to laugh. I like to laugh a lot as well.
And you mentioned, too, about the travel. Yes, we've been able to go and meet beautiful, what we could say, soul family around the world in Europe. We just got back from a two-month-long journey in Australia before visiting here with Sean here at the Sanctuary of the Unified Heart in Goodhart, Michigan, all over the U.S. and Canada. And we're about to head out to Hawaii and South America.
Wow.
So, yes, and my little ones, three little ones, they allow me to do this because they are so tapped in and tuned in. They know exactly what Daddy's doing, and they support it 100%.
Do they go with you?
It's as if they are with me. It's as if they are always with me. They're a little triad, a little trinity, you could say. And put them together, and they are just a hive mind. They are so, so great teachers to me all the time, yes. They're on the reservation anchoring in over there whenever I travel. But they're going to travel more with me during the summertime, yes. It's a family affair, everyone, this whole journey we're on together. Don't think that you're alone.
Right.
You are never, ever alone, yes.
And there may not be people within your own family that see it, but there are. I guess we're all family.
Yes.
Regardless of.
At the soul level, we're all connected. But right now, many are feeling a desire to go and find those of like mind and like heart. That's what we might call tapping into your personal truth.
So let me ask you this, little fox.
Yes.
Why did we forget something? I mean, why is this happening to us? You know, I know it's kind of about evolving the spirit, but did we must have been living in some darkness or something, so we didn't realize what was going on around us?
Indeed, yes. This cycle you hear about with the Mayan calendar in 2012 and the Ascension, the tradition is, and remember, everyone, this is just a perspective, okay? Your personal truth may shift on a regular basis. So this is just a piece of the big puzzle. The cycle that we're ending is called the Dark Cycle. And you have various things in history to remind us of that, like the Dark Ages or the Dark Mind of the Soul, as some traditions are called in different places. And this was just a time that, as you mentioned, we forgot. But it was not on accident. As a group of beings to come here and play on planet Earth, we are mentioned, it's mentioned sometimes we are like angels having a human experience to evolve the soul. But we all chose to come here and forget our connection to Source so that we could evolve more naturally. Planet Earth, we could say, is a zone, a special zone created where free will is the number one rule. And when we are existing and experiencing free will, that means there is no boundaries or limitations to what we can play with, what we can have in this experiment of being human on Earth. This dark time, you could say, or this shadow time, is really crescendoing right now. This is the reason why we have a rebooting of the computer, you could say, within us and around us. And as this shift happens, or this rebooting happens, and we start to remember more of who we are, we start to feel a desire to open up and discover our purpose. Many people are wanting to know, why am I here? What is my mission? What is my purpose? Well, this is what we would say is being caused by that light that's coming in. We're moving out of the shadow or dark time, and not so much a bad time, that's a label, but it's called duality. And in the world of duality that we all created together, we created ways to assist us to grow to this point called ascension. We all created the energy of astrology, for instance. It's like a computer program that we bring in to help us evolve for what's needed at this particular lifetime. We have the energy of religion. We have the energy of government and of family and of group consciousness. So all of this is being shifted. We all created this together so that we could evolve faster, because it's even mentioned in history that there are times when humans, like in the Bible, the Quran, and other spiritual teachings, humans used to live hundreds of years.
Right.
It was mentioned. But if you were, you know, drinking or drunk for 900 years, what type of evolving would you do? So we created a system where we would shorten our lifespan, and we tapped into the astrology energy that we all created with belief systems, and it is a real system, but it's a belief system to help us evolve faster to get us to this point now.
Let me ask you this, little fox. Could we, if we lived at one time, if it's true, 900 years, could we go back to that now?
That's exactly the potential that we're being asked to introduce.
Or could we live indefinitely?
Ah, yes. Well, there you go. Then we would eliminate time completely. I don't know if you've all recognized this lately, everyone, but time is shifting on us. We are feeling time speed up.
Yeah, I just did this past weekend, 1 hour.
Yes.
I turned my clock ahead.
It's been measured even by those who are in the know in the scientific field that 24 hours today actually feels more like 18.
Really?
Compared to 1986, compared to now, time literally can be measured. Back in 1986, the 24-hour time today feels more like 18 hours. But you also have been probably noticing that whenever you put your mind to it and your heart into something that you're passionate about, you can slow down time or speed up time.
Mm-hmm.
So we are truly moving into a potential now. This is not a given, but a potential. What the whole 2012 thing is about, this whole shift is about, is asking us, pretty much spirit and our soul essence is asking us to take all of these synchronicities, all of these cycles that are ending and beginning, and take advantage of a potential to tap into finishing what we came here to do.
Now, let me ask you this, little fox.
Yeah.
What is the, if somebody is listening to this and they think, you know, that's interesting, and what is the first thing or what's something they can do to take a step? What would you suggest?
Everyone sit up on this one because the answer is going to come from you, actually. Sit up straight with a straight spine, breathe in. Yes, the breath. It's time for everyone to start breathing again. We're not breathing deeply enough anymore. Meditation, to tap into your personal truth. We're being asked to let go of our illusions and to clean house. You've heard the term maybe feng shui, which is coming into balance within through our environment. Well, I would suggest everyone to feng shui your life. Spring cleaning is of great benefit to our homes and our spaces, but it's time to do a spring cleaning within as well. Where in your life right now, your experience, would you like to have more joy, more peace, more love, more real connection at the heart level with the people in your experience, a stronger click or relationship with a partner, one who resonates with you and treats you and shares the journey like an equal? We're being asked to truly, really let go of the status quo, because it's an illusion. It's an illusion. We're being asked to tap into our heart song, our personal heart song, and our personal truth, and to go as deep down the rabbit hole as we can on that one, and to really start choosing to make some shifts within and change so that our outside world reflects what our inside world is. So whatever spiritual teaching is calling out to you, whatever modalities or healing that is calling out to you, there are many people out there right now whose purpose they tapped into to assist. So go and ask, just ask for it in your heart. I would like to have some assistance just to get me started, not to do it for you now, but to get you started into discovering your personal truth.
So we all have to find our own way.
Indeed, yes.
And nobody can really find it for us.
Exactly. If we tap into that personal truth, everyone, and if we clear out the layers and the levels of illusions we might be hanging on to, like hurt from past relationships or feelings of incomplete from when we were young, for not being seen for who we were, the brilliance of who we were. Many who are probably listening to this podcast right now have felt different since they were little.
Mm-hmm.
Just did not feel like they knew where they fit in.
Right.
So they were not seen by the people they trusted and wanted to guide them, their parents, their family, their community, their school system. They weren't seen for the truth and the brilliance that they were. So they had to stuff it in a little bit. So now it's time to tap into that again and bring it back out. Because by you tapping into your personal truth and shining it, you will then be really tapping into your purpose.
Hmm. And opening the door for others, I'm guessing, too.
Yes.
More light that comes to the planet, more we all can wake up.
Yes, yes, there is no separation. All of it's connected.
Well, I appreciate talking to you. Thank you so much. Little Fox, it's just, I almost said Little Bear again.
It's the mirror, brother.
Little Fox, my guest this week, is there like a website or is there a way we can look at some of the things you're talking about?
Sure, sure. Find me on Facebook. If you put in Little Fox, I'm usually the first one to pop up on the search engine.
Okay. Go right on Facebook. That's where you're at. You don't have a website.
From there, you can tap into websites. That's a community space there.
Okay.
The websites are quite long, so if you wish, you can find me on Facebook or you can email me at familygatherings.com.
Familygatherings.com.
Actually, it's familygatherings@live.com. There we go.
All right. Again, thank you. It is really a pleasure to talk to you and to meet you, and I look forward to our next chat.
Indeed. Hopefully we can. And if I could end with these words, may the beauty of this day be yours and ours to create from the heart, and then we can breathe it in and share our own light, yes, with everyone we see, yes, indeed.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.